Blog Talk Radio.
Show that was created so you'd have a place to ask those questions and get the answers that your guidance wants you to know. Answers that will actually help you to make those changes that you want to make in your life. So if you have a question for me, you can give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And as always, if you're in the chat room and you've logged in and you have a question, you can just type it in, and I will be sure and give you an answer. So today's show is supposed to be about hoarding, but if you have a question about anything else, feel free to call. I never restrict it to just whatever the topic is. Actually, I only have topics because, well, talk requires that I have topics. And so I have to come up with interesting things to put down as the topics. And hoarding is what I chose because at the time that I was setting up my shows for this month, I was watching a show about hoarding. And so that became one of the topics. You know, hoarding is one of those interesting things that we do. And you may not be as extreme, you know, as those people on those extreme hoarding shows. But all of the hoarding that you do is based in fear. You're afraid that there's not going to be enough, that you're not going to have enough, that it's going to run out. Oh, my gosh, what if I need this and I don't have any? And so you hoard it. And we do hoarding under different names sometimes. Some people have collections. And when it comes right down to it, you're collecting it because you're afraid that you won't have it. It's really an interesting little trip that our ego sends us on, where we actually believe that we have to have all of this stuff in order to be happy. And the truth is, we don't have to have any of that stuff to be happy. But we buy into that belief. So look around you. See what's there. What is it that you hoard? Okay, let's go to our caller from area code, looks like 447. Okay, let me click on you. And there we go. Hi, who's this? Caller from area code 447? Okay. If you can hear me, then you're probably muted. So if you've muted your phone, you may want to unmute it. And I am going to put you back in the queue, and I will click on you again in a minute or two. So if you're listening over the computer, then there'll be a little delay before you realize that I'm talking to you. Okay. And hello to everyone in the chat room, and welcome to the show. So, we're talking about hoarding and collecting and any other name that we use for accumulating stuff because we're afraid that one day we might need it and we won't be able to find it. And as I look around me right now, I can see I still, even though I've gotten rid of hundreds of books, I still have little stacks of books. Apparently that's one of those things that I just want to hoard. And I also have stacks of DVDs. They're all workout DVDs. And you can tell by the dust on them that I use them frequently. But if I ever decide to use one, I have a selection. There's not a chance that I won't have something that I will actually want to use. I think the worst things that we hang on to are all those receipts. You go through, you know, your wallet or your purse or whatever every so often and just pull out all these receipts from everything that you have bought. And nowadays, the paper that they're printed on or and the ink, it fades. It fades. Within a year, you can't read it. And so, you know, I've gone back through the drawers where I would stick my receipts, not file them because I didn't actually put them where they needed to be, but I stuck them. And pulling out all of these pieces of paper, and you can see one little word here and there, and the rest of it is blank. I have no idea what this receipt was for. I don't really understand why I kept them because they're not doing me any good because you can't read them anyway, but I keep them. I've gotten better about that now. Generally, if it's over 30 days, I throw it in the trash. I figure if I've had whatever I bought 30 days and I'm satisfied with it, chances are good that we're okay. But it's amazing the things that we keep out of habit because we've been taught that we are supposed to have things. You know, like you have to have proof for the IRS and you have to have books so that you can tap into the knowledge. And, you know, you have to have every exercise DVD, apparently. I have to have every exercise DVD because one day I might actually decide to exercise. There's a closet that I walk by every day, and at the bottom of that closet, there's like 20 packages of light bulbs. You know, I probably changed like 2 light bulbs a year, but they were on sale, so I had to buy them. So we tend to hoard things for a variety of reasons. Okay, let's go back to our caller and see if they're there now. Hi, are you there? Hello? Okay, well, if you're talking to me, I'm not hearing you, so you may want to call back in and see if maybe it's the connection or something. I'm not sure what's causing it, but I will check back with you again. So we have a question from the chat room. What about hoarding and collecting spiritual other people's energy junk? How do you get rid of that stuff? So are you talking about, you know, when we go out in public or whatever, we attract other people. We attract people who are looking for the kind of energy that we have. And, you know, that's why strangers will come up to you and start talking to you for no apparent reason. Or some people will want to stand close to you because they are actually tapping into your energy. You can get someone's energy, a feel for their energy, just by being near them. And sometimes when you come home, you feel kind of spooky because you've got all this other people's energy that you collected while you were out there. And you can get rid of that simply by saying, whatever energy is not mine, I release you back to whomever you came from. Goodbye, have a nice day. You don't have to keep any of that. You're the one that has the control over what is and is not in your energy field. You can also, before you go out, you know, imagine yourself surrounded by a bubble so that their energy just kind of bounces off of you and doesn't stick to you. You can take a shower, and not just a physical shower, but also an energy shower, and just imagine in your mind that this shower is, you know, the energy of the water is going throughout your entire body and clearing and cleansing everything, inside and out, so that it's not just a physical shower. And you can do that every time you take a shower if you really want to. You can always see that water cleansing all of the energy from your aura and from your body and just refreshing and reviving you. And sometimes that helps you to have clarity about your own thoughts, about what's going on in your life. And it's something that I've done, and it really does work. So, you know, and then there are people who take nice long baths, and you put different things in your bath water, different things that are supposed to help you to cleanse. And for some reason, I'm always reminded of this one guy who put coffee in his bath water. And coffee does have energy to it. And he apparently put too much coffee in his bath water. So after the bath, it had just completely zapped him, you know, and he was worthless for quite a while because his body had to build back up because he just cleared everything out of himself. And he warned us all not to put too much coffee in your bath water if you take a coffee bath. Okay, 447, you called back in. Let's see how this works this time. Uh-oh, I can hear you.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
And what's your name?
Hi, my name is Deep, Deep as in deep water, Deep.
Okay, hi Deep, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Sorry, I dropped off and then I dialed back in again.
Well, that's okay. What can I do for you today?
I had a question about my love life. There's a girl who's a friend now, but we both like each other. So do you see things working out between us? Her name is Dimitra.
I see this is a relationship that will develop over time, that you guys are meant to start out as just friends and to allow it to grow, and that this is going to be a long-term relationship. So I hope that's
by
what
long,
you wanted.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah. So by long-term, do you mean like a marriage and children and walking into the sunset, that kind of relationship?
I see that it does have the potential to last that long. Yes, it does.
Right. And any timelines that you get?
Oh, my God, never, ever gives me time. They
okay,
just refuse to give me time. I think that they don't want us to be so obsessed with, you know, this has to happen
yeah.
by this time that we forget to live. So they say just
yes.
be in the present when you're with her and enjoy her. talk to her, let her know your, you know, your dreams and all of that, and find out what hers are, and just let this build. This is just like you're building the foundation for a grand mansion. So just take the time and make sure you have a solid foundation. And so they're showing me that in the future, and they're not telling me when, that if you guys continue to build this relationship, that it looks like they'll have 3 kids. And it'll be a wonderful life that you'll be able to have together. That there'll be a connection there that'll be so deep and so strong that no matter what's going on in the world, you know, you'll have that safe place.
Right. 3 kids, did you say?
I see 3. Now, you guys can change your mind and have however many you want.
Right. And she keeps pulling back and forth. So I think there's a guy from the past who is still kind of attached with her. Do you get that, or is that not the case?
It's not so much the guy as it is emotions that she has. About,
should I?
She never really closed that relationship. She never
should
really
I
said,
wait
okay,
for,
this is over, this is done. You can
right,
talk to her
I
about
wait
it. Have her talk about it. Let her tell you about the relationship so that she can get that stuff out, because she's still, it's still in her. It's not that, you know, the guy's trying to reconnect with her or anything like that. She just needs to let all of that stuff out of herself.
Yeah, she keeps asking me out, and when I say I'm available on such and such date, she pulls back and she doesn't get back, and then she asks me again, and then when I say I'm there, she doesn't reply back. So she keeps pulling back and forth.
Well, do you know any place that she really likes to go?
Yeah, I do. She likes going to restaurants which have a rooftop kind of thing. But I don't think she's not that there yet. She's good as a friend to chat, but she's still thinking about it, I think, from us, our point of view, and also from closing the previous relationship, like you said. So do you think I should give her more time and then let her come to me when she's ready? Is that all right?
Well, you can also invite her, you know, find a really neat restaurant that has a rooftop thing that's, you know, with a great view, and ask her if she just wants to go hang out and look at the view. Just go for fun. Just go as friends.
Yeah.
And have nothing more to it than just being friends, and that makes it safe.
Yeah. Yes, I'll do that. Thank you.
And, you know, just take your time, because this could be, you know, a long-lasting relationship for you. So she will come around. Just be patient.
All right. Yeah.
Okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Dee, for calling. And have a wonderful day.
And you. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, relationships can be so much fun. And we do get all caught up in what we think should be happening. And if you listen to your heart, it's always going to guide you. You're always going to feel what's right. There's a part of you that always knows. It's not your brain, so don't go to your brain looking for answers. It's not really designed for that. It's your heart that's going to guide you, that's going to lead you. So one of the things that I encourage people to do is, you know, if there's someone that you care about and it's not going the way you expect, which you need to let go of those expectations. But anyway, one of the things you can do is you can send them blessings. Every time you think about them, send them a blessing. And bless them with love. Bless them with joy. Bless them with seeing the beauty of life. You know, just send them those warm and fuzzy feelings so that anytime you cross their mind, it brings up those warm and fuzzy feelings. So when they think of you, it feels nice. And then they can decide whether or not they want to talk to you, because you will be associated with these warm and wonderful feelings. A lot of people decide that they want someone in their lives, and then they worry about, will this ever work? And, you know, and all of that worry is actually putting yucky, negative, dark feelings out there. And so when that person thinks about you, they're connecting to that yucky, negative, dark stuff. And then they don't really want to be around you because it doesn't feel good. But if you are sending them blessings, and these are blessings that are just blessings, they have no strings, you're not asking God to bring this person into your life, and if they do, then you will be formed and God will be so happy with you. Because God is already happy with you. You don't need to bribe God. So just send those warm and loving blessings, simply because why not? Wanting someone's life to be wonderful, there's nothing wrong with that. Wanting the whole world to be wonderful, there's nothing wrong with that. We can send those loving thoughts, those blessings to anybody and everybody, anytime we want to. That's just sharing the love that is within us. And each of us is created from that love. So that love is there. And the more you share it, the more you actually get it back. But it works the same way. If you are always worrying, the more you're putting that worry energy out there, the more stuff you're getting to worry about. So you get to decide whether or not you want to be someone who is emanating that beautiful, loving light, or someone who's emanating that dark, yucky, ugh, kind of stuff that makes your skin crawl. But that's your choice. That's why we have the freedom of choice, so that we can do or be anything we want. And it's just a matter of our intention. So if your intention is just to share your love, and I'm not talking about the romantic love, I'm just talking about the love from your heart, the truth of who you are. If you want to be someone who is sharing your love with others, that's wonderful. It's just such a wonderful way to be, to live, to experience life. And that opens you up to receiving more and more love from everybody, from every place, so that your life can be this fabulous experience. But it is your choice. You know, we get these thoughts in our little heads about how we need to protect ourselves, how someone might hurt us, or, you know, all of these kinds of things that are really just fears. It's just fears that we are creating. It's not real because we're creating it. It's not true. We're the ones who decided that it's supposed to be there. But we believe that this is the way life is meant to be, and belief is just a thought that you've had over and over and over, and finally your brain says, okay, we believe it, you know. But it doesn't make it true. You can release those false beliefs, and 99% of your beliefs are false. I don't care who told you whatever it is you believe, 99% of it's not true. We are so much more than we were ever taught. We are so much more than we even believe is possible. And the more you are opening up your heart and sending that love, those blessings to whomever it is you're sending it to, the more you are tapping into your truth, your core, your power. And that just gives you the ability to experience things on a higher level, so that you're not down there living in that mucky fear energy all the time, that you can actually be able to, you can actually enjoy your life. And that's what we're supposed to do. So let's go to the caller from area code 856. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Whatever you can pick up for me. I'm easy going. Job-wise, relationship, whatever you pick up, friendship. Because I did a lot of things with the full moon this week. I led a lot of chaos. I guess it's the retrograde thing this week. It's awful.
Well, your energy feels kind of like, I'm not really sure how to put it in the words. It's like a big sigh.
Yeah.
And now you're at the bottom of the sigh and you're waiting for whatever's coming.
Right. For the positive.
Okay, so let's see what they want to show. Okay, they show me that you apparently have been planting all of these different seeds and pretty flowers are going to come up. That's nice. And I have no idea what these flowers mean, but they are beautiful. Okay, so they're saying they want you to relax. Just relax. That you've been putting so much effort into changing. And they
right.
just want you to relax. You've planted all of these beautiful seeds, and now you get to sit back and watch your desires come to you. You've done the hard part.
Cool.
Now you just get to relax.
Gotcha. So just relax what I did today and little mishaps. Everything's gonna go positive, cool. You gotta admit it's funny.
It is. We are funny.
Right.
And
cool.
Sometimes we get so involved in working and working and working and doing everything that we know to do so that we can make our lives whatever it is we wanna be that we forget that right now it's okay just to relax. You don't have to be doing every single second.
Cool.
You're going to change no matter what you're doing. So, you know, relax and just be in that energy of knowing that you
it's
have
gonna happen.
These beautiful seeds. Yeah, and all of this wonderful stuff is going to come up and it's coming into your life. It's already on its way to you. So just be in that
cool.
energy.
Appreciate it. Cool.
You're
I needed
welcome.
That. I needed that.
Yeah.
Cool. Appreciate it. Cool.
So
sound good to
is
go.
Is there some kind of fruity, icy drink that you like?
I don't know what area you're in, what state, but we have Dunkin' Donuts in the East Coast. I like the,
mm-hmm.
what do you call it, the culotta thing?
Okay. They're showing that you should
and
go and get yourself one.
There's another one, but that's in a different country right now, so. It's kind of icy, so he has to come and pick me up. That's what I'm waiting for.
Okay. Well, go get yourself one of those wonderful drinks, you know, that's cool and refreshing, and just let yourself spend the time sipping and enjoying it.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and you've done a lot of good work, so congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thanks, and have a good week.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Something we forget to do is just to sit back and relax sometimes. You know, we are doing so much. We are creating so much. And enjoy what we are creating. So this is a reminder of a message that I got for a group call that I do on Thursday nights. And you know, part of that message was nourishing and celebrating the good you are creating. we are creating wonderful things in our lives. And it's okay to sit back and enjoy that. To just give yourself a pat on the back. Because you've done a lot of work on creating these things. And it's okay for you to recognize you. So when you're looking at, you know, sending blessings out to whomever you're sending it out to, send some blessings to yourself. Because you really do deserve it. Because you really are doing the work that you need to do to create what it is that you truly desire. And if you're one of those people who's always doing all of this stuff and nothing is ever coming up that you are creating, it's never being exactly what you want it to be, then you need to stop. And you need to look at your energy. Because we are energy. And it is our energy that creates. But we forget that we energy. And so if the energy that you are being is the energy of, I never get what I want, then that is what you are creating. So look at your energy. That's another thing about hoarding. When you have all of these collections of all of this stuff and all of it is there out of fear and out of desperation, you are surrounding yourself with that energy of fear, that energy of despair and desperation, that energy of never having enough. You really don't want that all around you because then that is what you experience in every moment of your life. That is what your predominant energy is. So really look at what it is that you are hanging on to. And if it's not beneficial to you, let it go. Give it to somebody else. Donate it. Throw it in the trash. I don't really care what you do with it. If it's not what you want in your life, why do you keep it? We do so many things without thinking about it, without asking ourselves, why am I doing this? So many things are out of habit. You know, we grew up in a household and our mothers always kept whatever it is she kept. And so we keep those things. And like I say, I can look around and I can see the things that I tend to accumulate. And some of them don't have a really good energy attached with it. And I hadn't really thought about it until just this moment. Yes, that's why I was inspired to do a show on hoarding. So I can look at my collections as well. And now I know what I'm going to be doing later today. But look at yours. Really look at what it's saying to you. And things do actually talk to us. And some people have a difficult time with that. That's, you know, whatever. But things do actually talk to me. I know that. So if I hold something in my hand, I can ask it a question and I will get an answer. And sometimes it's just a feeling and sometimes I actually have my guidance talking to me because I do hear what my guidance says. Hold on to something that you are hoarding, something you collect. And ask for clarity about why you keep this in your life. Find out what it really means for you, what it's telling you, what lesson you are meant to learn by having that whatever it is around you. And once you learn the lesson, then there's really no need to keep the item. And you have the freedom to let it go. Some people, when you go into their houses, they're like a shrine to someone who's died. You know, they might have a room that's set exactly the way it was when that person is alive. Everything is exactly in the same place it was when they pass. And the only thing that ever changes is that they go in and they take the dust out on occasion. You can't bring somebody back by having a shrine for them. You can still talk to them. They can still hear you. You know, just because they're no longer in the physical doesn't mean that they've left your life, because they don't leave your life. They still love you. They're still with you. They still communicate with you the best that they possibly can. And they don't want you to set up a shrine in their honor so that you can always go back to that moment when they were there. They want you to actually get on with your life, to go out, have fun, make new friends, you know, enjoy. Everyone I've ever talked to who has passed over has basically had that message for the ones that they've left behind. It's all about letting go. And realizing that they're not gone. They're never going to be gone. And that it's okay for them, the people who are still in the physical, to move forward with their lives. So the whole idea of hoarding is really about making things more important than you. Because you don't really need those things. But there may be some part of you that's afraid, and therefore you have the things. But you think the things make you safe, the things bring you comfort, and they don't. It's your thoughts that determine what's happening in your life. It's not the thing. So take your energy back out of those things and see them just as things. And then you get to decide which things you want to have and which things you can let go of. And you can move forward in your life. You can stop being stuck. Because we really do get stuck in things and the energy that we give to them. Everything's all about choices. We are always making our choices. And so you get to make choices about what you do and do not want to experience. And if there are choices that you've been avoiding because you're afraid of what that choice is going to mean, that's something that you really need to let go of. Because that's keeping you stuck in fear. That's keeping you from making your choice, from taking the steps, from moving forward in your life, from actually living. And you can live no matter what. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're waiting, you know, for anything in particular in your life. You can still live in the moment. You don't have to stop living because you're waiting. We really need to change our mindset about who we are and what is possible for us. And we have the freedom to do that. And that is the freedom that God has given to us. And whenever I say God, if you use a different name for God, then please, by all means, substitute your name. Because likely God doesn't care what name you use. That's a people thing. So it's all about that loving energy. That loving energy that creates everything. When you are in that pure love, everything is wonderful. It just feels incredible. And if you want to allow that pure love to make changes in your life, you can. So I am doing a free infinity healing call on Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Time. And you can go to my website at divineandguidedhealing.com and sign up for that. And then you can clear out the things that are in your way, the things that are keeping you from experiencing the love and the joy that you want to experience in life. Like I say, the call is free. You know, the only thing you're going to have to pay is whatever phone charges. And nowadays, so many people have cell phones. It's pretty long distance, so it really doesn't cost you anything. But that's a choice that you get to make. It's another way of moving forward in your life. That's what the call is about, moving forward, getting unstuck, actually making the changes that you want to have in your life. And some of the people on the call get to actually clear out their personal issues. Everyone will be clearing the same issue, but you'll be the one, you know, saying that this is what's important to me, and everyone will clear it along with you. But this is your opportunity to make changes within you. This is a wonderful, amazing time in our lives when we are opening up more and more to all of the possibilities. And so if you want to start making the changes so that you can start living those possibilities, this call is one of those ways that you can do that. And I invite you to join us. Go to the website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and click on the tab that says Complimentary Conference Call. And that also says Infinity Healing in there. But this is about you. This is a gift to you. Question is, are you willing to accept it? And if you feel uncomfortable with accepting it, are you willing to accept it anyway? Our minds can come up with 1,001 reasons why we shouldn't do something. But if this is resonating with your heart, then please listen to your heart, because it's always going to guide you to what's for your highest good. Your mind, on the other hand, it really gets hung up in fears. It does the best that it can, but it's really our hearts that guide us. It's really our hearts that we should listen to. It's really our hearts that love us. But this is just one of your choices, and you can choose whatever works best for you. Just know that when you decide that you are ready to change your life, in whatever way you feel guided to change your life, that God is working with you from the moment you make that decision, because that becomes your intention. And God is always working with us to bring our intention into fruition. A lot of times, you know, you get told that, okay, you make a choice about what it is you want, and then you go and you put, you know, all of this effort into it, and after you put a certain amount of effort into it, then God's going to step in and work with you. Well, God doesn't wait that long. As soon as you make the choice, as soon as you set the intention, God is there. God is working with you. God is helping you to create whatever it is that you are working to create. And that includes if you're working to create a life filled with misery and despair, God is going to help you to make that your life, because that is your choice. God loves you, and that love does not have any kind of conditioning on it whatsoever, because God only sees everything as love. And that's something that a lot of people have a difficult time accepting, because you look at things in the world and you decide that's good and that's bad, that's right, that's wrong, that's evil, that's godly, whatever the decisions you are making, those are your decisions. That is not what God sees. God sees everything, everything, without exception, everything is love. And we are choosing how we want to express that love. And so if you want to express love as misery and despair, you have the freedom to do that. You have the freedom to create the cruddiest life that you could possibly imagine. And God will help you every step of the way. And God's help to you is coming from love. So you are the one that creates what you experience. It's really not sitting there and waiting for God to fix your life, because frankly, God doesn't see anything wrong with your life. God doesn't see right or wrong. God just sees love. And so that really puts it back into your hands. What is it that you want to create? That's why if you're hoarding a bunch of stuff and you're surrounding yourself with all of this stuff to protect you because you're afraid, then you are creating a house filled with fear. And that's fine. That's what you want. Or you could be creating a house filled with guilt because you feel guilty. You know, if you throw that in the trash and it goes out in the landfill and it's hurting the environment and all of the little creatures in the forest are going to die because you threw that away, that's living in fear. And that's your choice. God didn't tell you you had to save all of the creatures in the forest. The only one you are responsible for is you. And that's always been true, and it will always be true. And yes, you can share your love and light with others, and that's wonderful. But it's not required. We create these obligations in our lives, these beliefs that we have to do something, that we really have no choice. And the truth is we always have a choice. Always. 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 And you can choose whatever is going to make you feel loving, light, joy. Or you can choose what makes you feel dark, depressed, frustrated, stressed out. That's your choice. And God is going to help you create whatever it is you choose because God loves you. We really don't have a real concept of what love is. You can't really put it into words. Most of us really don't even know how it feels. We think we do. But what we've been taught is love. It's actually mostly fear. Fear and guilt and blame and shame and all that stuff. It's just kind of cruddy. And that's what we get taught about love. And the truth is love is so much bigger than we have ever imagined. When I've been doing this work for over 10 years, and I know that I just barely scratched the surface on understanding the love that God has for me. And even that is sometimes, it just takes your words away. Such a profound feeling, a profound knowing and allowing. And if I could open everybody up and let them experience that, I would. But I know that that's not my responsibility, that each and every one of us gets to make choices about when we are ready to actually feel. And most people are afraid to feel. Because a lot of the stuff you've been talking, been taught about feeling says that feeling is cruddy. Avoid feeling at all costs. And I was one of those people that bought into that belief, and I bought into it for a long time. Don't buy into it anymore. Because I have felt just the tiniest inkling of that love. And it is so worth it. And that's why I do the work that I do. That's why I'm learning the Infinity Healing, because it does have such a profound effect on clearing out those old false beliefs and letting in more and more of that glorious love. And I just want to help the whole world feel that love. So again, I invite you to be on the free call on Sunday if you want to start letting go of that old stuff and start feeling that love. because it is there. It's there within you. There is no separation between any of us and God. There never has been, there never will be. It's impossible to be separated. There's no place you can go where God is not. No place at all, since God created everything. And God is in everything. And yes, I do mean everything, not just people, not just living animals, I mean everything. And that's another concept that a lot of people have difficulty with, but that's okay. We are each learning and developing and growing as we need to. And there's no set of rules and regulations about what you can and cannot do, despite what you may have been taught. It's all up to you. It's all up to you as an individual. It's all up to you to choose. Choose what you want to experience. And that's why when you look at other people's lives, you know, and you're saying, oh, well, why did they make that choice? And you're judging them or anything like that. It's a total waste of time because they have the right to choose. And even if you don't like their choice, they still have that right. And God is still working with them to create whatever it is they intend. People have problems with that whole concept because they look at history, they look at things that happened, the wars, the genocide, all of the things that we've termed as bad or wrong. And if what I'm saying is true, then I'm saying that God was there and God was making this happen along with the people who were doing these horrible things. And I am saying that. Because God didn't see anything horrible. Okay. I'm going to let that go now because I'm being told that really is stirring up a lot of stuff for some people, and that's absolutely fine. And if you're one of those people that's stirring up a lot of stuff for and you want some help in sorting that out, then make it your intention to understand. Make it your intention to get clarity. So just know that you are the one who is creating what you experience and that there's nothing wrong. And that you have the freedom to choose whatever it is you desire. And if things keep coming up to giving you a way of achieving whatever it is you desire to create, those things are coming up so that you can let them go. We have been taught, you know, if you're doing something and all of these obstacles come up, then maybe they're saying that you shouldn't be doing whatever it is you're doing. More than likely, they're coming up so that you can recognize that you have these beliefs in you and you can decide whether or not you want to keep them. That's it. And if you find that they are something that is no longer true in your life or you no longer want to have in your life, you can let them go. You don't have to hang on to them. You know, it's just like the stuff that you hoard, all of your collections of whatever it is. You can let them go. You're the one that brought them. So you are the one that can let them go. We don't believe that we have power, and we have ultimate power. We really are creating everything we are experiencing in every moment. Nobody has more power in your life than you do. So you get to decide what you want to keep, what you want to let go, whether it's physical, material things, or if it's beliefs, or if it's people that are in your life. set the intention to gain clarity about what's actually important, about who you really are, about what you really want. It's up to you. There's nobody else that can determine your life. Even though you might have people in your life who tell you that, yeah, they know better than you and you should listen to them because they can help you be perfect. And whether or not you listen to them is your choice. But it does come down to you. You are the one creating what you experience. You are the one making decisions about what you do and do not want to have in your life. You are the one setting the intentions. You are the one that God loves, that God is helping, that God is working to bring all of your dreams and wishes to fruition. But really know what it is that your dreams and wishes are. Because a lot of times we have no idea what we actually think. We have no idea what we were actually taught. Pick an issue in your life, something that you see as a problem. Get a pen and paper. And then set the intention to really see what it is you believe about that issue. And start writing it down. Every time I do this, I get stuff that I didn't even know was in me. You know, beliefs that I was taught, that I wasn't even consciously aware that I was learning. Beliefs that diminish me as a person and actually keep me from experiencing the joy that I'm entitled to. And once you make that list, decide whether or not you want to keep those beliefs. And if you don't want them, let them go. Burn the piece of paper, rip it up, whatever you want to do, or just breathe. And with each breath, imagining it, each of those beliefs is just flying out of your body. It's your life. You are creating it. You want it to be filled with sacks of stuff that you are hoarding that have no real purpose in your existence, then by all means, go ahead, back it up. But if you want a life that's filled with love and light and enjoyment and freedom, start looking at what it is you believe. Join us on the call on Sunday. Start letting those beliefs go. So thank you all for listening, and I will be back on Tuesday. And by all means, join us on Sunday if that's something you feel guided to do. The website is divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. I want nothing but the best for each and every one of you. But it's up to you whether or not you're willing to accept that. So go out and have a magical day. And I will be back on Tuesday. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, everybody.